Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Y'all sitting up straight? All good. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Rich Sheban's with us. And I only have a couple comments, so I'm going to sit back and fume while we watch our country burn. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
Well, thank you, Vince, and that's one of the reasons, one of my objectives, one of our objectives at USA Prepares is to wake people up with information, to give ideas, solutions, and talk about the delegitimization, the incompetence of everything that we see unfolding in front of our eyes. Vince?
Yeah. And I'm literally angry and furious. I can't buy dog food. I cannot buy, well, I can. I can buy dog food from Walmart.com for $113 a bag. I can do that. But I'm not going to. It's an outrage. It's almost 10, T-E-N, let me say it a different way, 10X, right? And I was thinking, Rich, I was in the shower this morning. I was thinking about, you know, when the university used to call me and say, hey, Mr. Fennelli, it's so great to hear your voice. We've got this fundraiser. And I cut him off and I say, this is about my refund, right? And the reason I'd say that is because for at least 8 of the last 11 years, none of what I was taught seemed to work. All the classical economics that I taught and learned and studied and believed didn't work. And that was because the markets were manipulated. Gold, silver, the stock market, the S&P, the Dow, everything was manipulated. Pricing. Nothing I learned seemed to be applicable, and every decision that I would have made would have been wrong based on my classical economic training. But now, the classical economic training is back in vogue because everything is broken and it can't be fixed. So what I did learn was absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. So there is a supply and demand. There are shortages. You can't type on a keyboard and click mice and make machinery. You can't produce in a factory by clicking a keyboard. You need raw ingredients, materials, labor, quality control. You need it all. The same things that you needed 20 years ago. You still need them. And right now we're running out of everything. Literally everything. And I just want to put one more comment out there. I believe that everything that we said on USA Prepares is coming true. Everything that we said was going to happen is happening. So while people were laughing at us and giggling and thinking that we were nuts, they're all caught with their pants down. We weren't nuts. We were absolutely right. And when I said a couple years ago, get ready, there's going to be massive hyperinflation, here it is. I went to buy five belts. Five, they're like rubber bands for a cassette deck, because I promised someone years ago that I would convert audio cassettes to a CD. And I couldn't get my cassette deck to work, and there's no way I can fix it. So I bought a different one, a used one, that I have to put the belts on. The belts were $14 about a week ago. But the guy said, there are two belts in the package. I need five of them. And I said, is it a complete set for this deck? He said, yes. It's not a complete set because you need five, not two. So the price in this week while I was looking, I'm going to buy them from a different guy. The price went up from $13 to $30 in a week for the same five belt set. That's hyperinflation. These are rubber bands. All five belts will fit in a first class envelope with one stamp. That's how small they are. Rich, back to you.
Well, thank
hyperinflation.
Yeah, well, since you brought up economy, and I want to talk about a couple things that was mentioned on the news prior to the start of this program, and then I'm going to go into healthcare. And, folks, I've got about 4 or 5 hours of data I'm going to squeeze in less than 2 hours. Obviously, I'm not going to get to it all, but I'm going to get to as much as I can because there's so much news and information out there. Regarding the economy, you know, the Labor Department jobless numbers came out, and 150,000 was expected, and ADP showed a loss of 300,000, and the Biden Department comes out and reports 476,000 jobs created. That article was on, by the way, Gateway Pundit. Well, you know, March and July was revised lower by a negative over a million jobs, while August and December was revised up by like 817,000. Look, even the pundits said, and I'm paraphrasing, which was pretty close to quoting, there's never been a seasonal January adjustment of this magnitude. Look, market trading, economy, everything is on fake data. It's all a lie. This is why math is racist, folks, because it's the manufactured perception of statistics. It's a con job. We have to be aware of all that. And again, before I go into healthcare, because the news talked about the Russia-Ukraine situation, which the powers that be want to get us into a war to hide the crimes, distract and divert attention from what they've done, and with all the wheels coming off the narrative, they have to create these distractions, which is very nefarious indeed. And World News Bloomberg announced just not too many days ago that Russia invaded Ukraine. So they put out this fake stuff. It was only out there for a little while until they got caught. They're putting out this fake information for beta test to sell you the narrative of what's coming. And the CIA, State Department, claimed that Russia false flags are about to arrive. This is on X-22 report, and the previous article was on InfoWars. Look, they are literally selling to the people of our country and the world what they're going to do. This is extremely dangerous. We need to be aware of all this. This is why we talk about ideas and solutions all the time. Okay, I'm going to go into healthcare, folks. Got lots of stuff. Vince, thank you for letting me exercise our First Amendment right. And for those people out there who think that I've been making up articles, I'm going to give the source of all of these articles, okay? And keep in mind, when I talk about healthcare, this isn't Rich, this isn't Vince. This is published articles in the public domain by physicians, researchers, and scientists. So here we go. This is from the Gateway Pundit. Country with one of the highest vaccination rates has the highest number of COVID deaths per million this week. 80% of serious cases are fully vaccinated. And I got a chart here, and the source is from John Hopkins University. And they're coming around now, too. Everybody's going 180 here because they see Nuremberg 2 coming, and they're trying to create plausible deniability of what's happened. I'll go into more detail later in the program on that. But basically, this chart shows Israel is going through the moon because they're the most heavily vaxxed. The United States is second, and India and Africa is barely even a blip on this chart because, as we've mentioned on this program many, many times, India and Africa is also the highest use of ivermectin. Okay, next. Nurse claims Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau COVID-19 was faked, points out red flags. I'm going to talk more about some articles on Justin Trudeau when I get out of health care. But keep in mind, his own brother was mocking him, saying that he's picking the elites over Canadians. He even made a comment in his text that blackmail is a powerful tool. Now, we'll never know, but could this be an implication that he was at Jeffrey Epstein's island and there might be some video of him doing something he shouldn't illegally? Again, if it's adult mutual consensual sex, no one has a problem with it. But that's why we say adult mutual consensual sex. And keep in mind, there's also video, folks, of Klaus Schwab admitting that Justin Trudeau graduated. He's alumni of the World Economic Forum cult. In other words, that means he's owned. To put it differently, the word treason comes out. And this isn't just Canada. This is worldwide. I cannot tell you how many articles we've mentioned regarding today's government totalitarianism, communism, fascism, and the words like incompetent, incapacitated, bought and paid for, lawless, manipulated, scam, cowards, traitors, infiltrators. Cannot tell you how many times we've used those terms in the articles we've used. Next is a picture of the Mexican airport with all these drugs like ivermectin, Z-Pak, hydroxychloroquine, over-the-counter that you can just buy, including even, it's unbelievable. And here's a surgeon who was fired for prescribing ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. This is on Citizen Free Press. I'm going to mention sources so the mainstream media doesn't continue to say that I'm making up these articles. And a Tower Health surgeon has been fired following allegations she prescribed ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine to treat patients of COVID. And her name was Dr. Edith Behr, B-E-H-R. This is a hero, folks. Do you really want to go to Tower Health anymore? Think about that. We got to call people out. Next article. It's actually a BitChute video by Dr. Abdul Alim Mohammed. And he talks, it's very short, it's 12 minutes. I urge everybody in the world who's listening to this broadcast to go on BitChute and listen to it. He explains, since it's profound, how simple and layperson he makes this for the rest of us so we can understand, and how dangerous spike proteins are, meaning that, if you recall, we've given articles in the text of Pfizer where if a pregnant woman came in contact physically and touched somebody who had the shot or was in the same room, who breathed the same air, they need to be monitored. And he talks about somebody who, even if you haven't been shot, if you're around vaxxed people, you have a very good chance of getting this spike protein. This is a very dangerous, dangerous situation that we're in. This indeed is a bioweapon. This is indeed for one of the objectives is for depopulation. And, of course, we can talk about all these articles and videos for hours, but we don't have time. Next, long funeral homes, short life insurers. Ex-BlackRock fund manager discovers disturbing trends in mortality. Do you remember the articles we've given? 40% of people that were increased in death from 18 to 64. Remember that? This is the kind
of
stuff
that... You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, back to you.
Sir, I really appreciate it, Vince. I got so much information. Next article, fully vaxxed colleges now seeing surges in COVID cases. I'm fighting with seconds for these 2 hours, folks. That's how much information I have. Next article, pardon me, the last article was on naturalnews.com, just like this article that I'm mentioning right now. The die-off is here. Life insurance payouts skyrocket 258% as post-vaccine deaths rapidly accelerate. Our job is to wake people up. Our job is to save lives. You get it? And keep in mind, this is life insurance payouts. That means that who has life insurance? Very small percentage. And yet payouts are skyrocketing 258%. I just want you to think about that. Senator Ron Johnson. For those of you in Wisconsin, I believe he's a senator from Wisconsin, this is called a hero. Do you understand? This is a man who has guts. I've always told you, we need to judge people by the pick factor, patriotism, intelligence, and courage. People who have the guts to say the truth, even though they are willing to be hated for doing this. He, along with Thomas Rentz, great new attorney, he had this courtroom, pseudo courtroom hearing, and it was basically he wrote a letter to the Defense Medical Epidemiology Database and reported on significant dangerous diagnosis of our military. I'm going to mention a few here. Hypertension up over 2,100%. Diseases of the nervous system, over 1,000% increase. Malignant neoplasms of the esophagus, 894% increase. Multiple sclerosis, 680% increase. I'm not making this stuff up, people. Malignant neoplasms of digestive organs, 624% increase. Guillain-Barré syndrome, 551% increase. Breast cancer, 487% increase. This is since the vaccines, folks. Okay? Are you getting it? Female infertility, 472% increase. Pulmonary embolism, 468% increase. Migraines, 452% increase. Ovarian dysfunction, 437% increase. Testicular cancer, 369% increase. Tachycardia, 302% increase. Folks, do I really need to comment on what's happening here? Next, Idaho pathologist says data shows that cancers are taking off like wildfire thanks to COVID vaccines. This is unnatural news. Folks, I am not making this stuff up. I am reading verbatim. I am quoting. So for those of you in the mainstream media who continue to say that I'm making things up, I am not. Next, this is on InfoWars. This is very, very serious, but it's good news. International criminal grand jury investigation. Psychopathic globalists use COVID to commit crimes against humanity. Basically what this is, people, is the start of Nuremberg 2 in Germany, in Europe. Some quotes here. Our governments are not governments anymore. Rather, they've been taken over by the other side through their main platform, the World Economic Forum, says German lawyer. Another piece of information here. Legal Coalition recommends indictments for Fauci, World Health Organization Chief Tedros, billionaire Bill Gates, BlackRock, Pfizer, and Germany's top virologist Drosten. This is conducted by an attorney at law, Dr. Rainer Fulmich. For those of you listening in Europe, and especially Germany, you need to recognize heroes who stand for humanity. Do you get these are crimes against humanity? And there's so much I can read here, but I don't have the time. You need to look this up. You need to read it. You need to share it. I threw in a little comedy after, because I know I say a lot of heavy stuff. And some people, between cognitive dissonance and Stockholm syndrome and just their ego and pride, are afraid to admit that they were wrong. But there's an article here. It's on investmentwatchblog.com. Amber Alert: Justin Trudeau, 6'2", blackface coward, has face fake COVID on a highway bulletin board. And another science is missing. Justin Trudeau, a.k.a. Chicken, can't mention this on the air. Age, acts like 5.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
White House science advisor resigns after internal probe found he bullied staffers.
If you're ever working with me and I hear you treat another colleague with disrespect, talk down to someone, I promise you I will fire you on the spot.
That was not the case, as Eric Lander, President Biden's science advisor, was allowed to resign last night after an internal investigation showed evidence that he bullied subordinates. Lander took responsibility for his actions and says he was devastated for causing hurt to past and present colleagues. On the Ukraine front, President Biden said the Russian-built Nord Stream 2 natural gas pipeline to Germany would be suspended if Russia invades Ukraine. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz offered support without explicitly saying the project would be halted. The Supreme Court reinstated an Alabama congressional map that a lower court said diluted the power of black votes, saying that the court would pay more attention to challenges to voting maps. USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The self-induced border crisis by the Biden administration has allowed millions of illegal immigrants to flood our country, with airline flights all around the nation shuffling them into areas unbeknown to local authorities. One Republican lawmaker is putting forward a bill that would force the Biden administration into transparency from the middle-of-the-night flights being paid for with your tax dollars. Representative Dan Muser of Pennsylvania on Newsmax.
We are up over 40 Republicans. I do expect there are some rational, nonpartisan, completely politically driven Democrats, because they've seen the disaster of this crisis. So, yeah, all we're asking for is a notification, transparency, and we want to know about the sponsors that these young people and or young adults are going to. So our CBP, Customs and Border Patrol, do not feel that they are a link in the chain of human trafficking. Mark Morgan, the former commissioner of the Customs and Border Patrol, stated very well that if this can't get bipartisan support, clearly it's unquestionable then that the Biden administration and Democrats are favorable to this terrible process and crisis at our border, and will provide not even any level of transparency as to for the safety of those that are experiencing this treacherous trek due to the Biden policy.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take
my.
When you go to the
for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Stevens with us. Rich, please continue.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. I was talking about Justin Trudeau with a little comic relief right before the break, folks, and I'm just going to move on with him a little bit. Basically, it is an article from investmentwatchblog.com saying that Trudeau is panicking and the police are becoming more like Cuba's communist secret police. For those of you who are police officers anywhere in the free world, you're going to be found out. People are going to start pulling your masks off and taking pictures and allocating who you are. You're going to have to stand for humanity. You're going to have to stand for the rule of law and not for elite totalitarianism. You cannot sell out. This is really important. In fact, the next article here is Trudeau ordered 10 vaccine injections for every Canadian. That's called treason. That's called crimes against humanity, and that's on citizenfreepress.com. Again, I make sure that people realize that I'm giving people information to wake them up, not invented by me or Vince. All published information in public information published in the public domain. I promise you, not making this. Okay, let me go back to more information on health care. Biden administration to fund crack pipe distribution to advance racial equality. This is off of the Citizen Free Press. I know it sounds like this is a made-up article, but it's not. Please check it out, Citizen Free Press. And everybody who doesn't believe what we say about the so-called quote-unquote vaccines, which isn't a vaccine, we all know that, go listen to Dr. Betsy Eads. See, she is so well-spoken. Off of USAWatchdog.com, that's Greg Hunter's website, and she talks about, how this is a bioweapon, white coat mafia tyranny right now. In fact, that's the title of the interview, if you will, the video. She talks about how Vanguard and BlackRock owns everything, including Big Pharma. See, it's the consolidation of power, money, and control, folks, that they're controlling the information, they're controlling depopulation, all the agendas that we've talked about, and connect the dots over the last couple of years. She talks about how HCQ and ivermectin was withheld from the public despite all the information we've given on ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine being safe and effective. She talks about how every time you take a clot shot, your immune system gets more and more depressed. I'm looking at it right now. She talks about how this is basically, in some people, causing AIDS, which is acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, which basically that collapses your immune system. We've given so many articles about how your immune system is being compromised from this. So I really recommend everybody. It's less than an hour interview. She talks about, which we've given so many articles on, how physicians and hospitals are getting bonuses for practicing medicine, for giving them remdesivir, changing the death certificate to COVID, putting them on a vent, basically just giving them a test for COVID, saying they got COVID and admitting them to the hospital. You know, the term, folks, trust me, I'm a doctor, means nothing anymore. That means nothing. It's kind of a Republican analogy would be, if someone claims that they're Republican or conservative, we need to find out if they are indeed alumni from Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum. We have to find out if they're a true patriot. Remember what some of the articles I've mentioned about Democrat companies selling people as Republicans. So we have to, just like, trust me, I'm a doctor, the Dr. Robert Malones, the Peter McCulloughs, the Dr. Zelenkos, the Simone Golds, all the frontline doctors, all the physicians who had the courage to come out publicly and tell the truth. Those are heroes. We need to preface this. Before we say the word doctor, we have to say who is a patriotic hero in the name of humanity. Okay, I need to move on here. What I'm going to do, folks, to keep myself in some type of schedule, I'm going to finish this half an hour with healthcare, and then I'm going to go to general news, and then the last half an hour of the broadcast, obviously I'm not going to get to everything. I never do. I'm going to just talk about the ideas and solutions, and believe it or not, pretty much everyone I've said over the years, regarding the articles I've said today, I'm going to specifically talk about ideas and solutions that go boom, 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 boom on what free world people need to do. Okay, next. Pfizer admits in confidential document that COVID-19 vaccine causes vaccine-associated enhanced disease, same as like antibiotics. So if you take a second or third generation cephalosporin, or you take like a Cipro, where it kills your normal flora in your body, These vaccines, basically what they're doing is reducing your immune system in a similar fashion. Okay, next. Austrian government challenged to either prove COVID pandemic is real or end restrictions. This is the perfect solution for what everybody should be doing. We now know there's at least 12 countries that have eliminated or rolled back COVID restrictions because people are waking up. And this is why so many people are backing down. And I would love to talk more about this, but there's so much good stuff here. Next, nearly 500,000 spontaneous abortions have been caused by COVID vaccines. No, this isn't for depopulation. Look, for depopulation, folks, we've talked about this. It's all under the guise of benevolence, which is phony. All we have to do, instead of killing people like this, and genocide, and eugenics, and wars, and all these bioweapons, all we need to do is have each government pay out $1 million to anybody who gets a vasectomy and their tubes tied. I bet there'll be a lot of takers. That's how you, if seven, I'm not the one to say, but we should have open debates. If 7.5 billion people, whatever we have in this world, is too much, let's do it through humanity, not through some type of satanic ritual. Okay, next. 5G-powered graphene-based nanotech in the Pfizer vaccine, evidence proves it. Look, we talked about this. I've talked about physicians, researchers, and scientists who actually found this out. We've been talking about this for months and months. Next, breaking bombshell, leaked Pentagon report confirms skyrocketing illnesses and deaths caused by the COVID vax. See, they're backstepping. They're creating plausible deniability. They're saying, well, we said this eventually wasn't safe when all the information came out. All these people at the top, the powers that be, they all knew about all the results, and we've shared this with you before. Next, COVID-19 vaccines are projected to kill 10 times the number of Holocaust victims in 2022 alone. And from the physicians that I've read, 2023 and 2024 is going to be worse. Next. Weird myocarditis rates up 31% in France and 75% in Germany for some reason. See, this is what people do, folks, for some reason. They basically give information, but they kind of back off a little bit because they don't want to stick their neck out there. There's so much information on truth that we have to discuss this. Okay, it's just like, here's an article right here. Dad suspects vaccine after 10-year-old basically died. Basically died is in quotes, from heart issue on playground. Now, I feel sorry for these parents when a 10-year-old dies from heart issues. But you don't say basically died to soften the blow because you're afraid of the consequences. We need to talk about what's actually happening here, folks. Okay, next. German mayor issues decree allowing anti-vax protesters to be shot on site. This is naturalnews.com. And the last one was the Gateway Pundit regarding the myocarditis. And this is the reason why I talked about the criminal grand jury investigations regarding the earlier title of psychopathic globalists use COVID to commit crimes against humanity. This was done in Germany. There are good and bad people everywhere, folks. It's not, someone's not good or bad based on where they're from, okay? Next. Miscarriages and cancer up 300%, neurological problems up 1,000% due to COVID vaccines, naturalnews.com. Next, stunning German analysis finds that COVID-19 vaccine death rates are far higher than previously reported, naturalnews.com. How many articles have we given that the data is skewed to sell the narrative, not just for healthcare, but for economics, for everything? To start wars, everything. You cannot believe anything that comes from the government to the mainstream media. They're liars. Again, I've conducted and connected the dots thousands of times to propaganda, lies, gaslighting, false flags, and hoax creations. COVID vaccine uptake is high. Naturalnews.com. Next, federal judge restructures timeline for FDA to release FOIA Pfizer vaccine documents. Issues no ruling on when the first batch can be set. Remember how all this was supposed to come out via the judge? Well, now it's being delayed. What do you think's happening there? Could it be blackmail? Could it be bribery? Could it be threats? That's what usually happens. Next, leaked DOD database shows U.S. military illnesses skyrocketing due to COVID jab. Naturalnews.com. Oh, and the last article was the Gateway Pundit. Okay. Fully vaxxed people make up 71% of new cases and 60% of COVID hospitalizations. Naturalnews.com. Vax-pushing senator, New Mexico has a stroke. InvestmentWatchBlog.com. Look, a lot of these articles are on pretty much all of the resources from pretty much all independent media. When I mention a source, you can find it on probably 5 to 10 different sources, because the independent media has a tendency to tell the truth and use objective facts. Next, Switzerland, Sweden, Finland, Norway, Denmark are dropping COVID restrictions. There's over a dozen countries right now dropping COVID. All COVID restrictions are rolling back. Okay? The narrative has fallen apart. The wheels are off the lies. People are reading, they're researching, they're verifying. Next, Arizona bill will force employers to compensate workers fired for refusing vaccine. This should be done with private and public sector. Next, how many more until we are all grieving? A 28-year-old woman speaks out after suffering functional neurologic disorder from the Pfizer vaccination. Next, we can't trust anything. All vaccines are suspect for undisclosed ingredients, says Red Voice Media Dr. Jane Ruby. And the previous article was from the Gateway Pundit. Next, DOD loses key vaccine damage information with convenient glitch ahead of big reveal on vax deaths. Did they lose?
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Hi, folks. Welcome back to the broadcast. Rich Sheben sitting in for Vincent Finelli. He had to go. He has a time-sensitive issue that just occurred on the farm. So I'm going to take over for the last hour and a few minutes. So I'm going to go back to more articles. I'm going to prove that I'm not making them up, and I'm going to give the sources as I try to do, if I remember to do so. I'm sure I've missed a few here and there, but I want to go back to the last article right before the break where the DOD loses key vaccine damage information with convenient glitch ahead of big reveal of vax deaths. See, folks, this is what they're doing. They are literally stopping to give this information, whether it be any adverse event. They're hiding it under the rug because they see Nuremberg 2 coming. They see the people waking up. They're creating plausible deniability. Okay, next, Biden's regime free-at-home COVID tests are coming from China. Not just proving the first family ties to Beijing that runs deep, and that's on naturalnews.com, and the last one was on Infowars.com. And next, CDC finally admits natural immunity is superior to vaccines. I want you to think about that, folks. All for 2 years, the shoveling of you-know-what down your throat. And now the CDC is realizing what's happening, and they're creating a case for plausible deniability. And you're going to see Democrats and rhino Republicans doing the same thing. Just like Ted Lieu, he's now promoting natural immunity. This is from citizenfreepress.com, and the previous article was on naturalnews.com. Look, this isn't hard to find, folks. The reason why I'm giving the sources is because of the fact that, you know, I have on occasion, but the mainstream media says that what they want to do is delegitimize, discredit, demonize, demonetize, all those D stuff. So I'm trying to remember to give as many sources as possible because that's what they do. They use bots. They use trolls. They want to make sure that they can make one person seem like 10,000. Okay? And we are at least two-thirds of being together. We need to act together. Okay? It's just like these PCR tests. Look, the FDA even admitted that there's no test for COVID variants. Dr. Brian Artis talks about it's really the common cold. Okay? He was just interviewed on Diamond and Silk. I listened to him often. He talks about 40% of the colon and intestinal cancer are from parasites. What's an think his sister, and he talks about MS, multiple sclerosis, a lot of those diagnoses are from parasites and parasite egg sacs. He also talks about aluminum, how 5 years of flu shots are related, as per studies, as a good chance of getting dementia and Alzheimer's. It's not just drinking out of cans, aluminum cans, that's risky, but the flu shots as well. Him and many other physicians, researchers, and scientists have recommended that too. But go to Elizabeth Eads, USAWatchdog.com, and look at the latest interview from Greg Hunter. It'll wake everybody up, please. Okay, I go into these tangents. Next, John Hopkins professor slams the media own institution for hiding bombshell study that found that lockdowns are ineffective. See, it's all about selling the narrative. It's all about creating or eliminating individualism. Get rid of, you know, make sure everybody looks the same. You can't see their, no one wants to talk. No one wants to stick together. No one wants to give information to people. No expressions. That's what they want. And especially for you police officers around the world, like in Canada, who are stealing Canadian fuel, who are peacefully protesting. You're going to freeze them out in February in Canada? So you're going to be killing people and stealing their fuel because the left totalitarian, who it's been proven by video, as per Klaus Schwab, that Trudeau has been basically admitted into the cult and he's owned, and you're still going to do this? Next. Lockdowns found to have no effect on public health, meaning all the so-called science was nothing but fraud. Naturalnews.com. Next. 80% of serious COVID cases are fully vaccinated. CitizenFreePress.com. Fully vaccinated. Look, we've been given this information for over a year, people. Next, doctors are testifying that COVID-19 vaccines are giving people cancer and AIDS. NaturalNews.com. Next, new highly virulent HIV variant detected in the Netherlands could cause people to develop AIDS more quickly. Where is all the AIDS coming from? Where is all the immune system decrease depression coming from? That's right, the vaccines. Next, ivermectin has powerful anti-cancer effects in a study. We'll be right back after this break, folks.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.